I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you're thinking about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to Spotify.com/podcast to get started right now. It's now time for a very scene-matching edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass on to your friends, which games to just, like, hit rewind and maybe see something else going on.
I see what you did there. That's very topical.
I am Corey. I'm joined by the lead director himself of Ambrosia. Is that what it's called?
I think it was the name of one of them.
Basher.
I believe that guy was a creep, right? So thanks, I guess.
Maybe. I don't know where you're going with that.
The director for Ambrosia, the in
game. Oh, got you. Yes, yeah. I thought you were saying Ambrosia was. I was like, huh? I missed that. But I guess he kind of. That's not. We're going to talk about that, but we're not there yet. We got to give you the details about this. We are here to talk about immortality, not the theory of immortality, but the game immortality. Sam Barlow, you heard of him? Before we start talking about Sam Barlow and his newest game, did you know that you can let us know what your favorite moment of immortality is? Whether it's about, you know, your own personal immortality or the game immortality, 574-651-9256. Now, okay, look, real talk. It's been a while since we've done this.
Brass tacks, guys.
And I want to make sure that is indeed the number, 574-651-9256. Nailed it. It's been a couple weeks. Still doing it. Immortality. Marissa Marcel would have been a star. She made 3 movies, but none of them were ever released. And Marissa Marcel disappeared. Explore 3 lost films. Ambrosio, 1968. Minsky, 1970. Two of Everything, 1999. Match cut your own path through the footage and solve the mystery. What happened to Marissa Marcel? Immortality is a new interactive trilogy from Sam Barlow, creator of Her Story and Telling Lies. Available on Xbox Series X and S as well as PC. Not available on Xbox One and X there. I'm wondering if that has to do with the amount of video in here. Maybe the SSD, or maybe they just didn't have time. Does have crossplay. I can confirm that I did hop between PC and console quite a bit. I'll tell you why here as we get into this. is when it says it's optimized, this is all video based, so I don't really know what that means. I don't know if the, I'm guessing most of the stuff is in 4K, but not entirely sure. But your achievements will transfer over. Regular price is $19.99. And what's the final thing I want to say? I forgot. I was something I was going to say. Don't remember. $19.99 final price. Before we get started on Immortality, this is a spoiler cast thing, which you want to call it. There is no holding back. So if you do not want to talk about Immortality, or you have not played it yet and you want to keep everything a mystery, even though I don't think we actually solved it ourselves entirely, but we're here to compare answers, compare what we did, what we found, etc. But spoilers everywhere, so turn this off now. Final warning. Immortality. Let's talk about it.
So, quick question.
Quick answer.
Is her story the same gameplay as these other two games he's made?
Trick question. So, no.
Okay, because the whole you have footage, you scrub through it thing.
So, yes. So, it is, but it is not.
That's what I meant by gameplay.
So, yeah, no, like there is... her story is more akin to telling lies and telling. So the biggest difference between this one and her story is that her story does the database thing, to where you're searching through a database for different videos. Basically you're looking for clues, you're typing in words, you're finding keywords, etc. So Immortality is along the same vein, but now we've got this system of sort of identifying items or people or whatever and doing match cuts. And so that's completely new to this game. That is not in her story at all.
Okay, makes sense. So that said, this gameplay, it's I don't want to start off with, see, this is not a negative statement, but it's not a very deep gameplay. So to have a third game that sort of does this again with just another little twist on it, I can't say I was all that impressed by it.
I don't want to say I'm not impressed, but what I knowing it was Sam Barlow, I booted it up and I was fully expecting a telling lies / her story style of like, okay, gotta get the fingers out, gotta start looking at databases, you know, start typing in stuff. And the fact that I didn't have to do that was probably the most jarring thing right away. And like you said, I don't know if it's a negative thing. I just don't know. I still don't quite know how I feel about that aspect. In many ways, I feel like it's the right choice because it makes it a lot easier and more organic to sort of get the story along. Because her story in Telling Lies, you can sort of hit these walls to where you just can't find a keyword. You can't find something that you're looking for. You know, like I'm hitting this wall and I just can't figure it out. Now that can happen in Immortality, but it's a lot harder to do it. There was times where I hit this wall and I just could not. I was just like, I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to be doing here. Particularly the third movie, The Two of Everything, I didn't find a lot of footage for that for a long time. Like till dang near the end of the game, I barely had any of that movie unlocked before I quote saw the ending. So like that was kind of strange to me, but at the same time, like I think that makes sense because, like I said, it's more organic for people to discover that way.
I would agree, except to the point where hitting the wall, you can still hit a wall in Immortality. I think the difference is just that how you overcome that obstacle, because in Immortality, when I hit that wall, I just found myself just clicking on everything.
Right.
You know, like I went from being this wannabe astute detective to, all right, I clicked on everything. I think I found everything. Like, what else is there? No, what? I'm clicking on the lamp. What does the lamp bring me to? Statue. What does the statue bring me to? Car. What does the car bring? Like, I just don't care anymore.
Right.
And I definitely hit that sort of thinking at some point.
Yeah, I think I did too. I just kind of. This is kind of a hard one to talk about because, like, all right, so first off, did you play on PC or console?
I played on console.
Okay, so I played on PC first. This is a weird situation where I think you should play this game with a controller, 100%. And that's because of the rumble feature. The only, so I again, spoilers all the way, to find the hidden footage, I didn't find it for a while because I was basically finding things and I heard the music cue, but since I didn't have a controller in my hand, I had no rumble. And so I didn't know, I heard the music and I was like, what am I supposed to do there? And I didn't figure it out until I picked up a controller because I hopped over to console and it started vibrating. And that's when it sort of like clicked for me. I was just like, wait a minute. I feel like I should do something right here kind of thing. And because I had the controller in my hand.
As dumb as me, I had both the rumble and the music cue and I still didn't figure it out.
Yeah, you're dumb. so what I'll say is like, I was on a roller coaster with this game. It's mostly positive, but I'm not going to lie. After that first hour, like I was really just like, I was like, is this it? Like, what am I supposed to be doing here? And then when I finally found that first time where I hit reverse and a completely different person popped up and it started playing a video.
Game changer.
Yeah. I was like, whoa, like, okay. All right. Like you did the thing and you just sort of like, and because it's so powerfully acted when you switch, like the whole tone of everything, it's the same scene, but her acting is so much just like, you feel it's darker. And I was like, oh, like, okay. All right.
Yeah, whoever the actress is, she's amazing. Yeah. She's absolutely amazing. Yeah.
And so like that's when it started to click for me. But I will say, like, it took me a long time. I think I probably put about 5 or 6 hours into it total. It took me about 4 hours to really start understanding what was going on. So I'm curious how long it took you to sort of start piecing things together as well.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't that long for me. I would say it was probably an hour and a half or so.
Yeah, wow, you picked up way faster than I did.
And that's only because, again, I didn't pick up on the rumble feature or the music cue. Every time I felt the rumble, I'm like, oh, I'm guessing I'm supposed to do something here, but I don't know what. And then when I heard the music cue, I'm like, oh, there's some dark stuff going on here, I think.
See, and at first, I thought I was supposed to be looking for something. Like in the background, like I thought we were doing like a Where's Waldo thing of like, oh, there's something in the background that I'm not seeing or something like that. And so that was my first thought. And obviously that's not right. But
I mean, I honestly had no thoughts. I mean, I was going into this with the same optimism or with the leftover optimism from his previous game. So I was trying to go in there. I was trying to be as almost blind as possible. And kind of let things happen. And sure enough, when I was scrubbing backwards, that's when I saw a black and white overlay. And I'm like, wait a minute. What was that? That played it forward. It wasn't there. Then I played it backwards and it showed up again. I'm like, oh, this is some weird stuff. This is some weird things going on. And for some reason, I didn't put that. I didn't tie that with the rumble control for some reason. I don't know why, but later on I did. And then that's when I went through all the footage. I'm like, all right, I'm going backwards from everything.
Right.
And it's just like you said, once you go backwards, she takes over in this footage and it's seamless. It's creepy. It's weird. And it's just a complete and utter tonal change in the entire thing.
So I'm going to preface this by saying, like, my goal was to go into this by not looking up anybody else's experience, and I for the most part I've gone on to that, but I'm curious, there was something that I missed entirely in an entire function, and I want to know if you got it. So did you have times when you were going backwards and it doesn't do like the actual split cut, but you just kind of see that silhouette of her?
That's what I meant, like that black and white,
right? So, and I'm assuming other times you've gone on that and it's spliced in like a whole new scene, right?
Yes.
So on the ones that I'm guessing you've had ones where you've gone backwards and it, like I said, it doesn't splice in a scene, even though it has that, that, whatever you want to call it, that brief couple seconds of her in the background kind of thing. And then even if you play backwards, it doesn't go. So apparently on those, there's two different ways to play stuff backwards. There is the left trigger, which is like a full on reverse. But you're also supposed to use the D-pad. The D-pad goes frame by frame. So on a lot of those scenes to where if you hit reverse, and it doesn't splice in a scene, but you still see that silhouette, you're supposed to use the frame by frame, and that actually triggers the scene for that image. And that's the only way to trigger it. It doesn't work with the full reverse.
That seems frustrating, right? Now that you told me, right, that.
Like that, that's like, kind of how I felt too, because on the PC, the frame by frame is the comma and period key. So your chances of finding that out organically is pretty small. Not that that, like, I don't think that changes the game entirely for me, but because you can still figure out what's going on without it. But what I'll say is there are a couple scenes from the quote beginning of it, like before you see Marissa Marcel, before she's like an actor. Now we're going to get into what we think is going on with this kind of thing that sort of blew it wide open for me.
Okay.
So what was your take on what's actually happening in this?
So my initial take was there's an accident on or off screen. And by screen, I mean the film, the in-game film that they were making. And that accident has something to do with a fire. And someone either died or was injured. And then Marissa, I believe her name is, quit acting at that point. I thought maybe it was her that died at one point, but I'm like, no, they said she just stopped acting and kind of went away. But then I'm like, who's this other actress taking over? And then in this entire time, there's this whole sort of a biblical metaphor thing happening. It's not even a metaphor. It's just out there in the open. And she seems to be sort of a witch of some sort. So I'm figuring at the end of the day, what I got from this was, it's in one part in our reality, in real world here, it's just a statement on living on in art, just in period, just that's one thing. And then the other, and then in the in-game world, if you will, it's about killing off that actress in you, or that actor in you, that person that you pretend to be that you are not. Because it seems like that Marissa character in this game seems to have gone through some... I didn't see the scenes that busted wide open, but it seems like she's gone through quite a few instances of like Harvey Weinstein-ish incidents in her career. And I feel like there was a killing off of that, for lack of a better word, weakness in her character, and then a rebirth in another way that I did not see, or that is kind of that might be hinted. That's my theory.
So again, I'm going to talk before I found the new mechanic. I'm not gonna lie, I was not putting anything together. And then when the final scene comes up, when I found the fire scene where she gets set on fire, like, I was kind of like, what? Like, WTH, man, WTF, like, what just happened? And so then I started trying to put two and two together. I was like, I just can't figure this out. And so where I sort of landed was, I was like, is Marissa like possessed? Like, because did you get the scene at the bar where she just like starts bleeding everywhere?
Yes. She was bleeding in quite a few scenes, actually.
So yeah, and I'm guessing there's more of that. Yeah, like I think there was one she has like a nosebleed or something.
There's a nosebleed, there's another head bleed, she passes out a few times.
Did you get the pool one where they try to drown her? Part, yep, of the movie. So like I got that one. I got the bar scene where she starts bleeding, and then the fire, obviously. And so I was super confused. I was like, I think she's just like possessed or something. But then like I could not figure out like the point of like, why are we why is it told in this way? Like, what's the point of the movies? And so obviously Ambrosio has biblical, you know, undertones, whatever you want to call it. The other two, not so much. So I was just like, is this like God or something in possession? And so that's where I landed. I was like, this is some type of possession to where they had to like get it out of her. And the reason she starts bleeding everywhere is because, like, you know, the body's breaking down now because she's possessed, kind of thing. What I'll say is that you're not quite there. I was closer. So there's a scene that I unlocked where basically what do we want to call her? I believe her name is actually The One. The girl that is always splicing is called The One. She is like a god or something of some kind. And she full on just admits that when Marissa was, I think it was 17, she like took her out somewhere and killed her and is now like possessing her in like a weird way. And the reason that we are playing it this way is because they wanted to be immortal. Apparently also like, so have you seen the scenes with the guy in it?
Yes.
So apparently he's a major character too.
So before you continue, I did get all of that. The possession stuff, the ritual stuff. I just attributed, I guess I didn't think, having played his previous games, I guess, or his previous game, and heard about her story, I guess I didn't bring my mind to believe that this was going to be actually supernatural. Right. I thought it was all metaphorical.
And I think I probably had that too. And because I've played her story in Telling Lies, those are not that way at all. I think you should play her story. That's actually a pretty fun game. And I think you'd actually like it more than the other two. Anyways, and so I think I was there with you. And that's where I was kind of just like, I kind of kept jumping back and forth. And I thought maybe at one point, like, they were just like remaking these films. And because there's also in Minsky, you sort of find out that Marissa had a love relationship with the director. And like the director replaced one of the actors with himself. And then like there's like a weird falling out. And I was like, are they just like, so did this guy like end up murdering Marissa and he's remaking these films with just different actors kind of thing? Because there's also an actor that disappears from Ambrosia, the other girl, basically. I don't know her name or anything. And so like she disappears at one point, and apparently there's like some scenes where the warning for this game says it's got like suicide. It's got, sexuality, you know, the warning for it says all these things, but I never saw anything with suicide. Did you?
I want to say no.
See, we're still missing part of the story here, but I think that's part of the fun of this game is we're kind of comparing notes, you know? So in Minsky, I don't know the dude's name, but did you get the scene where he gets shot accidentally?
No, I did not get that scene, but I know it happens.
Okay.
I knew it happened from all the lead ups to it, from all the clips up to it. That was part, that was one of the times where I started clicking on everything in the frame. Cause I'm like, I know this happens. Just give me the scene.
Right. I'm not exactly sure how I landed it. I think it was, I think it actually might've been blood from,
I clicked from on two of all everything. The blood. Yeah. I'm like, I know he gets accidentally shot. Just show me the scene.
Yeah, so I found that scene, and so I'm still missing a lot. But yeah, apparently the one, which is the woman, when Marissa was 16, 17, something like that, possessed her. But I believe that the guy also at some point possessed somebody as well. That's why he's in some of those scenes, is because he is controlling somebody else. And I believe he died at some point, and I think it's because of that accidental shooting, but maybe it wasn't an accident or whatever, but like, no, like, yeah, this thing goes full on supernatural to the way that like, I'm not exactly sure how I feel about it. Like, I'm not really into supernatural stuff, but discovering all these things, from a game perspective, like it got me. Like I was, by the end there, I was just like desperate to find new things of just like, dude, I want to know what's happening.
To the point where I'm going to jump back in and watch those new scenes right now, because
yeah, that's what I was doing before we started recording.
No, legit, because when I first saw that gray overlay of the one in one of the scenes, I wasn't really paying attention. Mm-hmm. Like I work from home, so I was kind of working and playing at the same time, and I saw that pop up and it legit freaked me out. I'm like, was that something on my screen? Like, what's going on? Like, I went back, played it. I'm like, I didn't see it. I went back again. I'm like, wait, there it is. Like, but only there sometimes. Like, what's going on here? Like, and that just started the rabbit hole of, all right, this is some weird, funky stuff. I'm in.
Yeah. And it's been a long time since I've had, I don't know if I've ever had that type of reaction for a game of just like, dude, like, what is going on? Like, and so like, I think it's special for that reason, but like you said, like you, it's really easy to miss stuff. Like, I think you can get the gist of it, but for you to fully like understand everything that's going on, it's, I don't know. And so the weird thing is that I have, according to the achievements, I have 92% of Minsky, 94% of Two of Everything, and 85% of Ambrosio. And I'm like, I feel like I'm still missing a ton. And so that's where I think that mechanic is going to come in of the frame by frame going backwards and going from there. What I'll say is, it seems like, do you have the interview scene with Marissa?
The talk show interview?
The one after that, like her casting, basically, like when she's 17.
Yes.
So that one, I think is a frame by frame one. And I think the one after that, like the scene directly after that, is also a frame by frame one. And that's the one that sort of, it's almost like a confession tape of the one telling how she murdered Marissa, kind of thing. So I'm more curious now than I ever was to go back in there and find some of these scenes. But also part of me wants to just see if there's just like somebody online that's got it all, you know, like done. And honestly, part of it is I just want to see her act more. Like, she is so good at making the scene just like terribly uncomfortable. And
oh, she is yeah. Like, even the scene where she's dancing.
Yeah.
Marcel is dancing, and Marissa, I believe his name is, she's dancing, and don't get me wrong, she also has a fantastic job, and so she's doing her dance in the rehearsal, and she just looks a bit, although she looks like she's having, it's not like she's having fun, but it also doesn't look like she's having a bad time either. Like, it looks like something is just...
something's off.
It's just doing a thing. Yes. Like, something's just off. And then when you get that... I mean, when you get the one doing those dances on top of her, it creates this almost seamless transition of, I understand why this is uncomfortable now. You're making it even worse. And all you're doing is freaking dancing.
Right.
Like, it is the acting in this game is obviously just phenomenal on many levels.
Yeah. And it's cool. Like that's the best way. It's just, it's really cool because like I said, it took me a long time to figure out what was happening. And I was really confused because I was just watching these movies of Ambrosio and Minsky mainly. And I'm just like, I was focused so hard on just like, is there some type of like subliminal messaging? Like, are they going to start talking? And then when it finally clicked of what's actually happening, like in a weird way, like I was almost upset because I had to kind of go back and I wanted to see how this was all kind of like play out, if that makes sense. Like, I thought something was going to happen at the end of like Ambrosio that was going to be like this fourth wall breaking thing. And they still do that. But yeah, like I said, it's not a bad thing or anything. I was just like, man, it's wild, my emotions that went through of this game of just like what the heck is going on? And I don't want to sound like hyperbolic, but this almost feels like a new genre. Like, not that like we should have a ton of these all of a sudden, because I think the magic of it will be lost as soon as people start doing a ton of them. But this sort of like, it's almost like a found footage video game in a weird way. And
what I want more of is not, because again, I started off the show with his next game. I don't want to scrub through more footage, although this game does it in a superb way. I guess I get it now.
Right.
You search, you scrub. I get it.
So yes, but he would have to do something amazing to get that feeling again. You know, like
right.
Yeah.
But I think he has a great idea of how to use the medium in ways that most everyone does not. So if he can kind of use the, it reminds me of when Kojima did what he did with Psycho Mantis,
right?
In Metal Gear Solid, there's so many things you can do in this medium that has not been touched on, like in Immortality. Not to downplay the excellence of it, but all he did was splice footage with some other footage,
right?
And it created an entirely new experience.
Yeah, it's
This is really all we have to do in games to create entirely new experiences. And I think this is a great start to just that. Like, I think more developers should play this game or games like these, where it's just like, okay, what can we do other than press X for an action button? Press R to shoot. Like, what else can we do here to subvert, if you will, the gamer's expectations?
And so, and I feel like if he does another one, it has to not be biblical or supernatural. Like, I feel like he has to find a way to sort of hide something in the footage that's like in front of you, you know. But that's just me. I'm not that creative, so that's just how I see it. I'm sure he's going to come up with something. But like, he's basically started a studio now, and this was the first game from that studio, so we're going to see more from him, and I'm excited. Like, he really is almost like a Kojima, where he's just doing his own thing, and it's really neat and unique. And it almost, I feel like this is an idea that Kojima would have, kind of thing, because he loves video and animation as it is. So it's just, yeah, it's really cool. I think you need to play Her Story. I think you do. Cause I think you'll actually like that game a lot. And I'm just curious how you'd feel about it, but, because I'm,
I'll jump back then and play it. Why
if
not?
I remember, you said you liked Telling Lies quite a bit, right? I remember you liked it.
I did.
You liked it more than I did, for sure. And I think that's by far his weakest one. So.
Yeah, I would say this is better than Telling Lies.
Oh, yeah, significantly for me. Yeah. Telling Lies, I think it was a good story, but maybe it just didn't click for me. But I felt like by the end, because it had like multiple endings that you can get and stuff, I just kind of felt like it missed, what's the word I want to say? The spirit. Like, it sort of wasn't in the same spirit as Telling Lies or as Her Story and now Immortality. So what I'll say is, like, Her Story is not supernatural. That's what I'll tell you. And that's why I think you might like it a little bit more. But
I mean, don't get me wrong. I didn't dislike the supernatural part. It's just, I didn't know until this podcast that it was legitimately supernatural. Right. I thought it was more metaphorical, if you will.
So, which
I still think it is. I still think he speaks through the medium of gaming and then that in-game movie to talk about how people and art in general lives on forever.
Yeah.
I think that is the overall statement.
Yeah. And I think it's going for that. The one is, I'm going to guess it, like, it is a, you know, it's probably an extremely old spirit or, you know, ghost, whatever you want to call it. And they have found, they were sort of waiting for the art of cinema to get to a point to where they feel like they can live forever now because of cinema. Like, that's kind of the vibe I was getting towards the end after realizing that she is totally possessed, kind of thing. And that's kind of where I got with it. So, like, again, there's still so much that I don't know. But I think that's part of the fun. Part of the fun is, like I said, comparing notes and having a good time. And so it's just, this is a really rare, awesome game. And it's one of my favorite games of the year. I'm not going to lie. Like, between this and Power Washer Simulator, like, it's the game of the year this year is going to be tough, because I think it's fair to say you need to play this game. Obviously, this was kind of a spoiler cast, so for some odd reason you haven't, we spoiled it for you, sorry. But if you have, you've already listened to it. But this will be in the contendership, I think, for game of the year. It's going to be...
It really doesn't matter, though. Yeah. You can play this game knowing exactly what you know now.
Right, yeah. It's like watching a movie you've seen before. Like, it's so powerfully acted and so well done that you when you experience it for yourself, it's different. Like, I can tell you what happens in The Last of Us. It's not that impressive if I just tell you. But if you play it, you get it, kind of thing. So
there you go. Buy Last of Us Part 1.
$70.
No multiplayer.
No multiplayer. Go for it. So...
You people are crazy. Nuts.
Play it, Immortality. Have a good time with it and have some fun. So we got a lot of passes this year, man. Got a lot of passes. So
yeah, too many. I'm gonna fix that next episode.
Yeah, so we
I got a few passes.
In terms of to the future, what I'll say is I'll be completely open with all 200 of you that listen to us. It's gonna be a little slower just for the next 4 to 5 weeks. We just got too much going on personally in our lives. So what I do want to play is I have played Midnight Fight Express. You were having trouble running it, though.
I can't get that game to run.
On console or PC?
On console. PC is also buggy. I don't know what's going on, but I definitely have issues with that particular game.
Interesting. So worst comes to worst, we can do a tag team episode. We can have you play something, and then, you know, I can talk about that one. I, for some odd reason, you suck at parking. That's coming out on 9/14. I just got to see what that is.
Like, I'm not going to lie to you. For a second, I thought you were accusing me. Like, because I didn't know that. Because I forgot that was a game. I'm like, first of all, you wouldn't know that. Secondly, it's untrue.
So, yeah. You suck at parking. So, like, that name is just so out there. I want to check that out. But I do want to check out Grid Legends, because there was actually a point in my life where I played Grid 1 and Grid 2 religiously. That series has fallen far from the... from its heyday. I'm just kind of curious about that one.
I would just like to mention how I remember I chatted with you earlier, about a month ago, about this, how I don't play Ubisoft games anymore. Ubisoft released a whole Immortals Fenyx Rising on here, mm-hmm. and neither one of us seems to have any interest in it. I almost want to play it just because of that.
See, the thing is like, I think I would actually like that game, because while it is a Ubisoft formula, it's not Assassin's Creed, it's not Watch Dogs, and it's been a long time since I've played one of those. And I actually really like the setting of it. Like, it's really cool. And I had been debating, I was like, maybe I will pop that in, kind of thing. Unfortunately, right now, time-wise, it's just not going to happen. But by the end of the year, maybe I will. And that, we'll see. It's a long game, though. And that, and it's just like, it's one of those games where I feel like it's probably pretty good. But after like 15 hours, I'm going to be done. Like, I'm just like, you know, I've seen what I need to see. I'm good. I'm out. Like, so we're going to be playing some stuff. Tinykin's the other one. I want to check out Tinykin. I've heard good things about that. So, but yeah, we'll play some stuff. We got to find some stuff we don't like. What's going on, man?
Did Microsoft release a game?
No, they don't know how.
Okay.
The only game Microsoft has coming out this year is Pentiment, which I will be playing.
All right. That's gonna be bad then. Okay, I could pass on.
Yeah, exactly. One. So that's what we do. We don't like Microsoft games. So yeah, no, there ain't enough. But and just on this note, 2023, man, we have not enough games, it feels like, in 2022. 2023, what are we going to do? There are too many games coming out. So we'll talk about that probably in our Game Pass, you know, retrospective. So we're approaching the final quarter of the year extremely quickly here. So we got a lot going on. So, all right, that's going to do for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. Let us know what you like, gpopfans@gmail.com. What you liked about Immortality. Send us a voicemail. What do you think about, like, what do you think's going on in Immortality? I'd love to hear from you. Text message, voicemail, 574-651-9256. That's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with maybe Midnight Fight Express if Basher can get it running.
Good day, sirs.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you,
Tremfya, guselkumab, is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.